After years of construction and court battles, tolls are coming to the Charlotte area and two big highway projects later this year, the 20-mile Monroe Expressway in Union County and the 26-mile Express Lanes project on I-77 north of Charlotte. WFAE reporter David Borax has an update on construction and on a difference of opinion in the two areas about tolls.
Workers are grading soil in the highway median under a newly constructed overpass north of Monroe. The road is scheduled to open by late November, though officials say it could be sooner.
Well, 74 between Marshville and 485 is a very congested corridor. And so it gives motorists and freight another alternative route with hopefully a more reliable travel time.
That's Dennis Jernigan of the North Carolina Turnpike Authority. It was created in 2002 to look at speeding up some road projects by charging tolls. Traditional sources of funding were shrinking, like federal grants and gas tax revenues. Lawmakers are reluctant to raise income or sales taxes. So here we are with toll roads. Right now, the Turnpike Authority collects tolls on just one, the Triangle Expressway in Raleigh, which opened in 2011 and has seen growing usership. But by the end of the year, you can add both the Union County Bypass and the controversial express lanes on I-77. More about I-77 in a bit. But first, the Monroe Expressway. It's a new road that runs from US 74 just east of I-485 at the Mecklenburg County line, around Monroe, then back to US 74 in eastern Union County. It's a good example of the kind of project NCDOT has targeted for tolls, large and expensive with regional impact. Its $731 million price tag would be hard to fund anytime soon through NCDOT's underfunded construction budget, says Jernigan. Most of the roadbed and preliminary paving is done. Bridges, overpasses, and sound barriers have been built. So have gantries and storage buildings for electronic tolling equipment. Tolls haven't been set yet, but will be simple to understand, says Jernigan.
The toll on the Monroe Expressway will be a set rate. The preliminary study on it indicates that it'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of about 15 cents a mile.
That works out to about $3 for the whole 20 miles, less if you only travel part way. Tolls will be collected electronically through the Turnpike Authority's QuickPass program, using a radio transponder in your car. A basic transponder will be free. It also works in Florida and Georgia. Drivers can pay $7.40 for an EasyPass version that also can be used in 17 eastern states. If you don't have a transponder, it'll cost you. A camera will record your license plate, and the Turnpike Authority will send you a bill in the mail, and you'll pay 35% more. Pat Kale is president of the local Chamber of Commerce. She says the bypass will reduce traffic on Highway 74 through Monroe, which these days is bumper-to-bumper all day.
Heaven knows how many stoplights between Mecklenburg County and Anson County. And so a lot of folks here locally do not travel 74. So a lot of those businesses that are located on Highway 74, we believe will benefit as well because some of the traffic will move over to the expressway.
Kale also says business owners tell her the tolls will be worth it if they can make up time and deliveries. There was opposition from environmentalists. A federal appeals court halted the project in 2012 and ordered the state to redo environmental studies. Another suit challenged the project's water quality permits, arguing the state could relieve congestion in less destructive ways. The state eventually settled that by agreeing to put up $1 million for land conservation. Now, after 3 years of construction, the road is almost ready. Over on I-77, NCDOT is in the midst of adding toll lanes on 26 miles of the congested interstate. Two toll lanes will run between the Brookshire Freeway in Charlotte and Exit 28 in Cornelius. A single toll lane will run from there to Exit 36 in Mooresville. There's been loud opposition around Lake Norman. One concern is the yet-to-be-announced toll rates, which will rise and fall with traffic. A 2012 study suggested it could cost as much as $9 to $11 at rush hour to travel the full length from Mooresville to Charlotte. In other cities with similar dynamic tolling, rates can be several times that. Toll opponents are still hoping the project can be stopped. Last week, Governor Roy Cooper kept that hope alive.
It's a contract that never should have been entered into to start with. What they are trying to do now is to pick the best option of how to go forward.
The contract he's talking about is with a private company. DOT has outsourced the whole project to I-77 Mobility Partners, a subsidiary of Spanish construction giant Cintra. It's supposed to oversee not only construction, but management of the toll lanes afterwards for 50 years. Cooper said critics' concerns about the contract are legitimate. The challenge will be paying for changing or canceling it.
Clearly, if we don't go through with the project, then we're going to have to find some type of financing and some type of funding in order to complete the project or make sure that the project is paid for.
Among the I-77 project's critics is Bill Russell, CEO of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. He says businesses typically like new roads, but unlike his counterpart in Union County, he opposes this one.
In 90% of the case, when you expand roads and improve your road infrastructure, business growth comes. But in this case, it'll only cause congestion, which will harm the quality of life and the economic development and business development for our region.
A DOT-appointed citizens committee is currently meeting to study a consultant's recommendation for canceling or revising the contract. We asked I-77 Mobility Partners to comment on that. A spokeswoman said they aren't involved in the contract review. She said the company remains focused on construction. Cintra is financing most of the cost itself and says the public-private partnership is widening I-77, quote, significantly sooner than if the state waited to do that with existing road funds. The company says the toll lanes are still on track to open by year's end. Public hearings still must be scheduled on toll rates. And if the I-77 express lanes were to be canceled, Charlotte probably wouldn't escape other tolls. It's how NCDOT wants to finance other road improvements, including Independence Boulevard, I-485 in South Charlotte, and I-77 south of Uptown. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.